Tetherball. Finally, it was time for recess. All of the students in Mrs. Grant's class lined up as quickly as they could. As soon as they were quiet, she led them out the door. Colin couldn't wait to get to the tetherball courts. He hoped there was no one in line and that he would be the first one there. Colin loved tetherball. He was getting really good at it, too. Yes, there was no line. Colin grabbed the tetherball and waited for someone to come play with him. Soon he was hitting the ball as hard as he could and watching it swing around on the rope. He beat three people in a row. When Colin finally lost a game, he went to the back of the line and waited for his turn again. Sometimes he felt angry that he got out, but today he felt okay about it since he had already won three times. Just as he stepped back into the court, the bell rang. "Wow," one boy said. "You're awesome at tetherball." "Thanks," Colin replied. "Let's play again at next recess." "Okay, I like that," the boy called as he walked to his line. "See you soon," Colin said, and he smiled. Number 1. What can make Colin angry? A. The long lines. B. Losing. C. Other boys. D. Other girls. I'll read each question twice. Number 1. What can make Colin angry? A. The long lines. B. Losing. C. Other boys. D. Other girls. Number 2. How many games did Colin win? A. 0. B. 1. C. 2. D. 3. Number 2. How many games did Colin win? A. 0. B. 1. C. 2. D. 3. Number 3. When he got to the playground, the tetherball court was A. empty. B. closed. C. full. D. wet. Number 3. When he got to the playground, the tetherball court was A. empty. B. closed. C. full. D. wet. Number 4. Tether balls are A. green. B. very large. C. in a basket. D. on a rope. Number 4. Tether balls are A. green. B. very large. C. in a basket. D. on a rope.